We Energies wants to raise electric bills, especially for people who use solar. Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski isn't waiting for a public hearing to express his displeasure. He intends to bring up the subject at a city meeting Wednesday. The utility's plan would boost its fixed charges from $9 to $16 a month and add a new fee for customers who have installed solar. The Public Service Commission will decide, and Zielinski wants the city to exert influence. The alderman lives in Bayview, just south of the wind turbine that generates power at the Port of Milwaukee. To his west, on Kinnickinnick Avenue, Bayview is about to unveil a 32-foot combination public art/bus shelter. Its lighting will be fueled by solar panels. Zielinski says We Energy's proposed rate hike that especially hits people who have invested in solar projects risks pushing Milwaukee a step backward.
I've received emails, Facebook messages, calls from various constituents that have invested in solar power with the idea that in the long run that they're going to be saving money, in addition to doing something that's good for our economy and good for our environment. I mean, they're outraged.
The cost of solar panels and their installation have dropped significantly. Zielinski acknowledges the Common Council doesn't have a vote on the proposed rate increase, so his proposal calls on the governor for assistance.
This has to get approved by the Public Service Commission. Now, Governor Walker has appointed two of the three people on the Public Service Commission, so my resolution that I'm introducing is calling on the governor to use his influence to help ensure that two of the three public service commissioners do not support this plan.
From We Energy's perspective, the plan is a modest increase, according to spokesperson Jessica Williamson.
That are really going to help us continue to make some significant improvements or investments in upgrades to renew and modernize our system. They're going to allow us to meet new environmental standards and reduce operating costs for customers.
Williamson says the projects range from replacing utility poles to adding natural gas lines. As for new fees for customers with solar installations, Williamson says We Energies is unjustly being portrayed as anti-renewable.
We recognize that more customers want to start generating their own energy and do so with renewable sources, and we absolutely support that. What we also support is fairness in rates, fairness in who pays for maintenance costs, fairness in how much customers who generate their own energy are compensated for the excess energy that they produce. They're going to continue to be paid for that extra energy because it's great that they're producing it and putting it back on the grid. But again, it can't come at the financial burden of a customer who maybe can't afford solar panels or doesn't have the space or the capacity or, frankly, even the interest in generating their own energy.
Williamson says the proposed rate formula spreads out the cost more evenly to all customers. Milwaukee Common Council's chamber is likely to be electric with conversation on the topic today. The Public Service Commission will hold two hearings on the subject in Milwaukee in October. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.